This is Ken Barron, again from the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today's podcast is on podcasts themselves and GIFs and how they're growing. So two of the fastest growing digital formats are at opposite ends of the time spectrum. There's a rapid growth in the popularity of short form content, 3-second GIFs that often convey meaning and emotions, like different types of love or humor. But for today's podcast, and in contrast, I want to talk about the explosive growth of long-form podcast listening. Over the last 12 years, podcasts have grown to an estimated 67 million people in 2017, approximately the same number that are on Twitter on a monthly basis. That was roughly 25% of the US population over the age of 12, again, in 2017, and that was up 45% from 2015 and 180% up from 2009. Podcast penetration is strongest amongst the 18 to 34-year-olds, and the average podcast length is 45 minutes, and the average podcast ad is 90 seconds, much longer than traditional ads. A remarkable attentiveness measure is that 85% of people who listen to podcasts listen to the end. Podcasting is a small but growing part of the digital scene and expected to hit 84 million listeners in 10 years. Podcasts are a small part of the digital advertising market, but have a large change in the spending on ads. For example, between 2016 and 2017, podcast ad spending grew by 86%, and this is compared to all digital growth at 21%. Nearly one in five Americans aged 18 to 49 report listening to podcasts at least once a month, while nearly one in three men 18 to 34 do so. Compared to the average consumer, podcast listeners are more likely to have a college or higher education, and that's in recent studies, and household incomes above $100,000. And they are earlier adopters in multiple categories, including movies, electronics, and of course, podcasts. A recent study asked responders to report on various emotions before and after listening. Podcast listeners felt more connected, intelligent, and energized after listening to podcasts. This underscores the power of the podcast as appealing to customers' dedicated interest in deep cultural content. The podcast offers freedom from network programming and the limits. It can be of any length, short or long. The majority of podcast content is consumed through Apple on the 90 million Americans who own iPhones. And Android listening will soon grow tremendously as the launch of Google's podcasting service through their Play app is imminent. In addition, Spotify, with an active base over 75 million, has launched its podcasting service as well, and Pandora, too, is getting in on the game. Finally, car dashboards are changing. Of the estimated 75 million new vehicles shipped in 2015, 13% were connected or internet-enabled, and this will help provide easy access to streams. So you can see, podcasts are on the move, and the National Association of Black and White Men Together podcast is available on all these platforms if you want to learn about issues that affect our statement of purpose, which includes, but not limited to, homophobia and racism information. Join us on these podcasts wherever you get them, and in addition, you can look at our website at nabwmt.org. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook and we're on Instagram. Thanks for listening.